Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to the Hunter's Quorum as we gallivant our way through the world of Monster Hunters Monsters. I'm Six Detmar from Scanline Media.
I'm Alan Ibrahim from Chats in Scanline Media.
And Alan, we've made some good progress so far. We've gotten through Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
We've gotten through Monster Hunter Portable and Monster Hunter 2. And Monster Hunter G? Is that a thing? Am I making this up? That feels real.
Okay.
Monster Hunter G, Monster Hunter Portable, Monster Hunter 2. That's what we've done.
Yes.
Monster Hunter Portable 2nd is the next game on our list.
Wow.
It has no new monsters.
Oh.
In fact, it has fewer monsters.
Oh.
Because the big, like, mountain octopus was really hard to do on a PSP, so they just cut it.
Aww.
Which, understandable. So we're moving on to Monster Hunter Portable 2nd G. A.K.A. Monster Hunter Freedom Unite. The last title in the second generation of Monster Hunter games, it does bring with it a handful of new critters for us to analyze.
Like what?
Well, I would say it starts with the Hypnocatrice.
Holy shit, that thing's got big toes.
Big feet, I know you're the one.
Covered in bright, colorful feathers. It has extremely powerful legs with large feet and a hard, sharp beak. Despite its feathered appearance, Hypnocatrice flies using pterosaur or bat-like membrane wings, leaving its feather arrangement strictly for display purpose. It also possesses a sleep sac, which allows it to produce a colorless mist that can cause attackers to fall unconscious. Where's the sleepy sac?
That's a great question. Is it that thing on the base of the neck? No, that's just the
chest.
I don't know.
Neck.
I don't have any idea.
It's got a There's a sack in there somewhere. I believe you.
Yeah.
A sack inside of us all.
Worth noting, by the way, real quick, that throughout this, we're going to be... Technically, we should be talking about some monsters from Monster Hunter Frontier, which is like a MMO we've talked about before that's been, you know, that is running through... You know, It's still running. It started in 2007. It has a whole bunch of shit. And some of these monsters have actually appeared first in this. If we end up getting to the end of our single-player games, or, well, you know, single-player allowed to be games, not MMOs, and there are still monsters from Frontier that we haven't covered, we'll touch on those. But let's just go through the mainline games that people have actually played.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Our Japanese listeners are not too concerned that we cover everything from online.
Our Japanese listeners don't exist.
That's also true.
If you do, bless. That's not that you're not welcome. I just assume that people don't care enough. But Hypnocatrice.
It has four alternate forms, Six. It has the hardcore, which just I never understand what's different about the hardcore. It's more bird like.
Yeah, it looks more bird like to me. It looks a little more what's the word?
Pink.
Hardcore? No?
Yeah.
Also, why did you put Greg in our sheet?
Oh,
bad job.
Get that out of here. I was seeing if you would notice. There's obviously the Zenith Hypnocatrice, which is a water bubble boy. Not too special, but kind of has a Toucan Sam vibe going on. There is Breeding Season, which is where all the feathers are out and ready to party in a red and blue fashion. And there is the Gold.
Which, is just like a... Listen, this Chocobo had a bad day.
What's unique about this friend?
Not much. It's the sleep bird. You want to look at some equipment? See if we can convince bring ourselves around on the Hypnocatrice?
Absolutely.
So lots of like feather and beak motifs.
The Hypno S armor is pretty good. It's got pointies, big pointies.
Yikes. The Hip Naruda GP armor isn't armor. It's basically pasties. That's not okay.
For girls, at least. The guy gets like a full button-up shirt, and the woman gets oops all boob.
Yeah, like not even it's not even a bikini because there's nothing connecting it. It's literally just like someone like put a piece of tape over her nipples. That's not okay.
It's like a thin bikini.
It's not because there's nothing connecting the two parts. There's no string in between. It's not a bikini.
Maybe it's really small. She wore an itsy bitsy. Yeah, also just the feathers in the hat. Don't love that. Don't particularly love that. Hypno armor.
Weapons aren't doing much for me.
Hypno armor, not the worst thing I've ever seen.
It's all right.
Very angular, very pointy.
I don't think I'm here for this.
Because the thing is, if I'm gonna get like a bird wyvern, I want my armor to make me feel like a bird. And none of this has like the feathery aesthetic that I need. So I think that it's a hard cut for me.
Yeah. I mean, we've already had some bird wyverns that through this process. We had I think our iconic one would be the Unkutku, which we kept. And the Unkaruga, those are friends. But the Hypnopatrice, I'm not sold on.
Hypnopatrice, so. You're out of here, kiddo.
Like Patrice Desolé, what are we doing right now?
Yeah, Patrice, it's Patrice. I can't think of a single Patrice except Patrice.
It's Joke.
It's Joke. There it is.
There we go. Got it.
Got it in one. What's the next game we're talking about? Isn't it that was the only one for that game?
No, there are multiple for this game.
Oh, okay, God bless. Okay, great.
There's the King Shakalaka, but I don't think that's a big monster. I think that's a little monster. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't count. Yeah. It's this like it's a cat monster with like a sick mask and stuff. It looks all right. But yeah, I don't think it's like a major hunt. So I think that brings us to the Lava Seoth, which I think you're going to like this one. It's well named,
Whoa! Easy. Slow it down there, Mr. Hot Boy. Piscine Wyverns, introduced in Frontier Season 1.0.
Yes.
What am I looking at?
So it's basically a colocanth. Made out of like obsidian and lava.
Wow.
If you want a easier to read shot, you can look at the hardcore version where it gives you a basic idea of what it looks like.
Yes. Oh yeah. Okay. So yeah, guys. Now I see the colocanth in there. Oh my god! I love that the fiery veins. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I love the eyes. That it's a colocanth thing. This is dope.
This is really cool. I definitely like this. I think it's a Piscine, and we haven't had too many of those so far. Let me see how many we had the Plesioth, which we kept because it was cool, but that's been it so far. Oh no, we also had the Cephadrome, which we cut. We hard cut, apparently, because I wrote cut in caps.
What could that possibly mean?
I don't know. It also was just the first time we cut something. Maybe yeah. I just wrote it in caps for the first one and then never again. I don't know. I'm dumb like that sometimes. Yeah, I think this thing's cool. Let's look at some equipment. Also see if there are any fun facts about it. Okay. So apparently part of the fight is occasionally it will coat itself in hardened lava, which will change some of its properties, like what elements are effective against it and stuff.
Fun. What if I actually sat up when we podcast so I don't start falling asleep? Just kidding. No, the Lavasiath is actually really cool. I'm just, I'm Alan. These mm-hmm. weapons are all, they're like what you get, like a molten core armor set.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you know what that means.
I do.
People who don't, World of Warcraft, you get a raid. It has a set of armor and weapons, just like how monsters in this game have a set of armor and weapons. Molten core, it's got a bunch of fire in it.
Yeah, interestingly, I think if you look at the armors for it, it kind of looks like Deathwing armor almost.
Yeah.
I would say especially the Muzu and Zere armor from what game is this? Frontier G. See, like the curling horns around the waist and stuff. That looks very
look at the Deathwing MH game. World while I search for that. Oh, yeah, no, that looks great with the pointies. Even the girl one looks great, mm-hmm. which is tragically rare. Even the world ones are good. Like, I think there's a version mm-hmm. of this that's in World Ice in Niceborn.
That sounds right.
The alpha and beta armor of it.
Mm-hmm.
It looks artificial, the lighting. It has lighting on the armor. That's so good.
Yeah, and I think this is like a potent look, but it's not too extra. And I think a lot of, you know, we've had some ones that have really won us over by being extremely extra, like some of our like princess armor we've had,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But this has a good level of restraint that I'm appreciating.
Yeah, even in the newer games, they managed to incorporate like, what if fire monster? This one almost seems like they made the monster for the weaponry and the armor. Like the monster itself is like, it's a fire colocan. That's cool. But
I don't know. I feel like someone was like, what if fish swam in lava? And everybody else was like, yeah.
That is pretty freaking dope, I got to admit.
So, I don't know. I'm a keep on this, friend. I think that's a winner.
Yeah, on sheer, even just on the weapons. I mean, but I agree that like having a fire lizard like that is pretty good.
Mhm.
Yeah,
I do. All right. Well, welcome to the Kingdom of Heaven, Lava Seoth. But what about the Nargacuga?
Oh, the Nargacuga.
It's like a panther wyvern.
So I'm starting to think about Monster Hunter character things, or Monster Hunter monsters, as like Mr. Potato Head, where you swap out the eyes, swap out the head, you swap out whatever. The Nargacuga has the wyvern body, but you put like a horned wolf or something on the head. And I really like that because it gives it this like midnight spooky vibes situation.
Look at this shot of the face. I feel like is really conveys a lot.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, yeah, there it's more bat like. I think it's actually more of a bat than it is like a wolf. But with this like metal upper jaw and lots of pointy features, it slinks around like a leopard, even though it also looks like it could fly. This thing uses its dimensions really well. Yeah, that's the term I'm looking for.
Yeah, we've also got a Silverwind version of it where it's got nice silver fur. We've got the blinking one where it's like white with a red belly in a way that's really interesting.
Yeah.
It also has a little bit of a teleport on it, which is, I think, where the name blinking comes from. And then we have the Fierce Water where... I don't know what the hell's going on with this thing. Is it crackling with electricity? What the fuck is happening?
I think it's swimming.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's just swimming. You're right. Huh.
That's from MH4. That's the mobile one that doesn't exist anymore. So they did a lot of weird, like, what if this thing, but it was water.
Yeah, I mean, this is a water element creature, believe it or not.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Like, overall, which is surprising to me. But
I would have believed you if you told me it was, like, dark. Whatever. Evil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
ground type.
Yeah, there you go. Nargacuga has been around for a while. It's been in the series for a while. It does the sort of like loud noise screaming thing. This is a fun fight. I remember doing this one a couple times in 4. Narugakuruga is what it's called in Japanese.
The Japanese names don't tend to be super different.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. It's not worth mentioning it like in Pokemon, just when I notice it though. Its English title is Swift Wyvern or Pouncing Shadow. Yeah, I like a stealthy boy. I think this is cool. Like, you're never going to get a ninja monster unless.
I mean, we might. I know we get several samurai monsters, so let's not, you know.
Counter chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... All
right, all right. Equipment time, of course.
Oh, yeah.
The classic.
You gotta. Right up the top, the sword situation is pretty cool. They don't look very violent. When you make the sword out of fur, it's like, okay, that probably hurts a little. The hammer is great. It's a bone hammer with a Nargacuga head.
It all looks very like raven-like to
me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But again, that makes it like not painful. It doesn't look like this. I'd be afraid of this. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, all of it.
Oh,
it looks
man.
Like feathers.
Hey, Alan.
Yeah.
You like fishnet?
I do. Why? Oh, no. Nargacuga S armor. Oh, no. Oh, the male one looks good. It's kind of a good leather daddy thing. But, no.
I mean, I don't hate it.
Yeah, no, I don't hate it. Even the female one. It's just, like, mesh chain link on the chest. But then, like, the female one looks... Oh, no, they both look like they were unzipped. It looks like it was a bodysuit that was unzipped below the crotch.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on here? Oof. X armor, same thing. They really just committed to that. They were like, this will look naked.
I'm going to go with a maybe on equipment for this one.
Yeah, yeah. Some of the stuff later, like the Nargacuga X armor looks okay. They kept the mesh thing in world. Whenever it gets to world, that's how I know like they are committed. Like they really said, like, this is good and we want to keep doing it like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Though it doesn't look as unzipped in that one. It like looks more like stitching.
Yeah, good point. Very good point.
Like, no, this is supposed to look like fishnet stockings. This is not a mistake.
Yeah, why are you...
This is just how it... Yeah. I don't know if I agree with y'all on that choice, gang.
But I like the monster a lot.
Yeah, I think the equipment's a no, but we're gonna keep it anyway, even with some choices I disagree with. So you know, shout outs, I guess.
Narugakuga.
You ready for? Let me see. Is this enough of a? It becomes hard to tell whether something is. Okay, this doesn't count. There's the Vespoid Queen, but it's again not a big enough monster to be a thing. Which brings us straight to the Ukanlos.
Whoa, what? Huh?
Find the head.
Yeah, I'm looking. Hold on, I gotta look at other art. Ukanlos, yeah. Or Ukanlos.
Yeah, I gotta pull up the gallery and find the face on this pal.
Whoa, it's like all chin. Whoa. Look at him standing up on his back legs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very
what a weird design. This one's another like unique body type which we love to see.
I want to post this one from 4 Ultimate where the player is climbing on his mouth, his open mouth.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I hope that if you're gonna do something like that, you have to have me climb it. And it looks like you do. Can you climb in that gob? It looks like the mouth is big enough to fit in.
I think you can climb up to it and stab him in the mouth, it looks like.
Yeah. Oh.
But someone... I don't think you can take a journey inside.
Someone screenshotted a frame of them stabbing the mouth. Good. Its massive serrated shovel-like chin allows it to fling up large chunks of ice and to dig into... Oh, so it uses it. There's a reason for that. Practical design.
Listen. And then that's a strong language, just calling this practical.
And then it uses its chin and swings it back and forth when it's under the ice to swim through the ice.
That doesn't make sense.
That makes no sense at all. And yet I love it.
Apparently also, judging by its Monster Hunter Roar of Cards card, it's got an ice beam.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the vibe.
Okay, and then and then we have equipment.
Which, oh no!
We don't have a lot of shots of, but it's funny.
I love the Ukanlos. Please don't let me scroll this equipment page and find out that it's gross. Here we go. Okay, all of this is no, white.
Gross is not the word I would use.
The light bow gun looks like a little baby shark. Do 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 do. That's really cute. Lots of shark vibes. Ice shark. Here we go. Here comes the armor. What? They did their best.
Did they though?
To describe it. So what if a Sentai character, instead of having like a V fin or like a Gundam or whatever, instead of a V fin on like the head or the chest, what if the chest was all V?
And what if it was designed for someone twice their size?
Yeah, that guy put on his dad's armor for sure.
This equipment's a no from me, bud. This looks ridiculous.
That's no good. That's what Sonic would say.
Oh, boy. But you want to keep this guy, huh?
Yeah. I love this big chin.
What? It's a good... Yeah, it's a good... Okay. I'm not totally sold, but I understand.
Uniqueness is huge points for me in Monster Hunter. Huge.
That's very reasonable. We're hurting for truly inspired designs sometimes. Sometimes we're just getting... another monster, you know, and it's nice to have.
And it's not in Rise or World, so they gave up on this one after 4 and generations.
Good. Wise.
Good. A mysterious wyvern. No, I like it. I think that chin's cool. Ouch.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's it for Freedom Unite.
Wow, short episode. What if we ended the episode on the games and every time we did a DLC, we had to do a 30-second episode? It's like,
do you want to do that?
No. It's like how Mechanista NG was supposed to be like a 10-minute podcast.
That was ostensibly the plan, yeah.
Same idea.
Yeah, we did sort of fail at that one, didn't we?
I like the way you do it, because now you cover everything. You don't have to. It shortens the overall length of the pod, but each episode is longer. We're talking about our own shows at this point. Let's talk about the next game in the Monster Hunter franchise.
Okay, well, next up is the first game of Generation 3. It's Monster Hunter 3. We have some new monsters in this one. Again, it's gonna be a little work for me to figure out what's big and small, because we don't really do the smalls. There's not enough to talk about. So let me work through some of these. No, so far everything I've seen is small. Well, Alan, it's time to talk about the Big Daddy
from BioShock.
No tail.
Oh,
no, that's a Dota. The Great Jaggy.
Oh fuck! Hello, friend. Hello, good pal.
Yeah, it's the big form of the Jaggy.
These are now at this point, Monster Hunter is a worldwide name. It's on consoles. People have played this one. This is a lot of people's first Monster Hunter. MH3.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
I'm doing this out of, well, it's fine. I'll fix it in a minute. Their list of creatures was alphabetical for a little while, and then suddenly became not alphabetical.
Perfect. Yeah, the Great Jaggy. It's a smaller friend, but it's still considered
it's the
a
dog
large
wyvern.
Because it's different from the Jaggy. The Jaggy is basically, how would you describe that? A dinosaur.
I mean, the Jaggy is, yeah, the Jaggy is like a little, like, sort of like a velociraptor with like a sort of a fin mane.
Mm-hmm.
And Great Jaggy is just a bigger version of that.
The Great Jaggy is intimidating. The first time you play these games, you're like, wait, what the fuck? And you get so scared by it because it's just yelling at you. And it can bite into you. It's kind of a tutorial-y monster, but that's not to say it isn't, you know, still a valid fight.
Yeah, I feel like I want there to be, like, I want a version of the Great Jaggy fight where you're dealing with, because it has the ability to call, like, Jaggies to sort of interfere, but it really doesn't use that ability all that much. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
I want the version of the Great Jaggy fight where you're, like, fighting just like it's just like you're being drowned in hordes of its minions, you know?
Yeah, it just keeps throwing them at you. Mother Jaggy.
Mm-hmm.
The way it does work is that the Jaggy is always surrounded by kids, but usually only has like three or four Jaggies, which can be a little pesky, but by the time you have like any decent weapons, you're literally running by them. My favorite Jaggy move is the little shoulder check it does. I'm sure you know the one I'm talking about, where it like tilts away from you and you're like, oh, I guess I'm safe. And then it just it throws its whole back into you. That's a good move.
Yeah, just sort of like this like whole like side swipe. It's broadsiding you.
Yeah, exactly. The Jaggy knows how to fight. Is it a particularly unique monster? No, not really. Is it?
No, it's very emblematic. There's the whole, like, there's basically a whole genre of these like alpha dinosaurs,
right? Big Daddy, Big Mommy, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Does the Jaggy have any good equipment? I feel like I doubt it because it's an early game monster.
Yeah, no, all the Jaggy's equipment is pretty fucking boring.
That shield is a little fun, the like the fur, purple fur and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And the switch axe is okay, but like it's I don't think this is an exceptional situation here.
Do you think it's a cut, though?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, this fight that I just watched of this guy fighting in Monster Hunter 3 was 5 minutes long. Yeah. There's no, you can't really make the Great Jaggy a hard fight unless you made it like like a guaranteed one-hit kill or something.
And like I feel like we filled this niche when we kept the Velocidrome. So like any time we get one of these from now on, we put the Velocidrome down as a tentative keep because we knew there were going to be a bunch of these archetype of monster. And the question is always, is this better at this role than the Velocidrome? And I don't think this is.
Yeah, this is in term. This compares too closely to the things like the Velocidrome and other. We're going to keep on hitting opening game wyverns. I just particularly like this one because, you know, the three eras where I started caring about Monster Hunter, but that's my personal bias.
Hmm.
It makes you realize that, like, sometimes Monster Hunter just does the, like, they call it a new design, but it is basically, like, what is this game's Velocidrome, you know?
Totally. Totally.
Not that they have to change it every time. I just think that's interesting. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if we talked about a big muddy boy? Just a real dirty, dirty boy.
Real nasty Gary.
Does that sound fun to you?
Not necessarily, but I'm ready to meet you halfway.
It's the Baroth.
Ugh! God.
It's this asshole who just throws mud everywhere.
He sits in his own dirt and throws them at you. Yucky, yucky. I love
him. Though I do like the animation of when the Baroth, like it rolls around in the mud like a dog. Mm-hmm. And then at certain points in the fight, it stands up and shakes itself like a dog and throws mud everywhere. And that's pretty good.
I have fan art that's going to make you guaranteed keep the Baroth. Look at
that's
him.
Quite the...
No.
Oh, look at the friend.
He's got little friend eyes.
I mean, I was always going to keep the Baroth. I think the Baroth is great.
It's cool because it can look really intimidating or really silly depending on like how much dirt is on it or whatever. So it has these like four funnel things out of its head that look like little chutes or toilets or something, and that's where all of the waste comes from and comes out of. But that's blended into like a T-Rex body shape with a low back, which is just a really cool and unique look. I like this gross boy.
Yeah, I also really like the Baroth has, like, we talked about some of like the Basarioth and some of those earlier in this podcast, not this episode, but, you know, this show, and how they're like really hard creatures and they sort of test your, like, your weapon. And the nice thing about the Baroth is it only has that in part of its body, but that part is the head. So the part you're like, oh, this is obviously the part I want to target. Most weapons are just going to bounce off.
Right. You can hit it plenty, just not in that spot that you're thinking of.
Mm-hmm. And you can break the head, but it's like you are choosing to do so. Like usually in Monster Hunter, it's like you always want to break the head, right? Because it's like you're going to get good damage there and you're going to stun it. And also you'll get a part for breaking the head. With the Baroth, you are making the choice to sacrifice damage in order to break the head.
Right, which is cool. What the damaging parts should be. It's like you just kill it, or if you want to make the fight easier and not risk burning health potions, you need to break the thing. This is the source for this from the wiki. Is a 404 page now, but it says the inspiration for the Baroth came from observing the movement of bulldozers on a construction site.
Huh. It's cute.
Yeah, he's moving dirt around. He's tossing dirt. Because that's how he does like the digging in and then coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Not required to use a hammer to break the top, but also recommended.
Yeah, it's just going to take a lot more work without a hammer.
Also, the only monster in Monster Hunter Tri in Portable Third capable of inflicting Muddy. Muddy's a unique effect that only he can do.
Oh, nice.
Hmm. I should read these like little general notes more. I don't think they have these for every single monster, but these are useful. It's like little trivia. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do we got for equipment? Sorry. Oh, so what I was going to say before we look at the equipment is I really hope that one of them makes the shoulder. They're going to use those, like, not the shoulders, the little nose funnel things. Oh, they do.
The funnel?
Not the funnel.
Oh, you mean like the, oh, I see what you mean. Like the bumps on the head.
The bumps
like
on the
big
head.
Ridges.
Yeah, those.
Oh, yeah. They're all over the equipment.
Everywhere. Oh, yeah. The switch axe. I remember having that switch axe, actually. The assault axe. The Baroth loader, the hunting horn, the carapace sword. These are all great. If we scroll into Monster Hunter World, not much. Kind of figure out the vibe and keep doing it. The sword and shield, though, where the shield is those like nose pieces, super dope.
Mm-hmm. It looks very cool.
And the Blade Master has exactly what I wanted, which is that it has those as the shoulders. Oh.
Well, you're going to see a lot of that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Look at the Baroth X armor. It looks like the female one has a bunch of pockets. She puts snacks in each one.
She also has like a English Queen's crown, which you'll see better if you scroll down to World Master rank.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got another queen. The fucked up thing is, so Six and I bought, or Six, let's be real, Six bought me Monster Hunter World after the last podcast because we keep seeing these armor pieces and being like, but like getting here is gonna take so long.
Well, no, this one, I mean, Master Rank is, you're right, but like the Baroth is not a very late fight in this game.
True, Baroth armor we can get, and it looks like you are, like, just look at regular Monster Hunter World Baroth male armor, you look like a wall.
You do look like a wall. You could just like, you could crouch and duck your head and people would be like, oh, I'm not gonna get past that battlement.
No, that's an impenetrable force field. Some kind of force field. Yeah, the bear off is really cool. This is the first, I think it's called the Brute Wyvern. First ever Brute Wyvern. They're flightless. They're grumpy. A lot of my favorite monsters are Brute Wyverns. Like the Devil Joe and the Brachydeus.
Yeah, there are some great Brute Wyvern designs for sure. And I'm excited to talk about more of them.
Yes. Like?
I'm trying to find out if this is it. Yes. Like the one that's actually alphabetically first.
The Azure.
The Agnoctor. It's the Fire Pike Wyvern.
God, the art for some of these is so weird.
Yeah, you look at it and you're not really sure what you're looking at.
What am I looking
at? I guess that's the mouth at the bottom right there.
Okay, so it's like a firefish. We're doing firefish again.
Yeah, it's doing like a dolphin jump, but splashing lava everywhere as it does so.
Some of these I'm just literally Google searching because the Google fan, the art there is way more clear.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oops, someone made it.
Yeah, this is our first Leviathan class.
Mm.
Fire type beastie.
Is it Leviathan because it's really big? Is that what that just means?
No, because I think Leviathan is like a type of like water creature.
Swimming large wyverns, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because yeah. there are some Leviathans that I've pulled up who are small type, who are not
new type.
Who are not boss monsters. So, it sort of swims around, it'll charge, apparently it can swim, quote-unquote, straight through solid rock in order to smash them. It shoots a big orange beam.
Okay.
It's coated in lava armor. And if it doesn't use its fire beam or get exposed to heat for a while, the armor will cool and become, like, just black hard rock.
When low on stamina, it'll also fail to produce its heat beam. Love that.
Oh,
love that.
That's cool.
Hmm.
Yeah, I need to pull up the gallery because I still am not sure what the hell I'm looking at.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest.
It's basically a fiery lizard. It's covered in fire. It's a large, like a Komodo dragon lizard.
It almost looks seahorsey to me.
Yeah, with the ridge. I don't know if that's the fire or what. Agnoctor and its subspecies have the largest amount of body parts that can be broken. This includes the beak, chest, fins, four legs, and their tails. This adds up to 8 total body parts, not including a severed tail.
Hmm. Okay, equipment time. Oh, okay, I see. The Aructor is the smaller version of it.
Yeah, yeah. That's the subspecies.
Okay,
we got some fire.
We do have a little bit of flames in the house tonight.
Fire burning. The Soaring Shield looks, the shield itself looks like a weird fire seashell. I love that. Rest of these things, nothing to write home about. We've seen a lot of flames before. The switch axe is all right.
Armor is bad.
Scrolling.
I think the armor's bad.
Oh.
It doesn't get better. You keep going, and it's just...
The Monster Hunter 3 blade armor looks like you have a piece of shrimp stapled to your head. Like a big shrimp. I'm eating this. I'm saving this for later, guys. Don't touch it.
This is an Agnoctor cocktail.
The male Uroctor armor looks like you are the protagonist in like an off-brand PS2 Castlevania game. You're like Charles, Richter's third cousin.
Yeah, you're right. It does look like that.
Castlevania Uroctor X Chronicles.
Especially because he's got the brown sort of straight hair with the white headband.
Yeah.
It's extremely Richter Belmont.
Yeah. So where's the all costume in Smash for Richter with the Uroctor armor? That's great. I will say the Agnoctor X armor, like the female
okay.
one. Yeah, well, the female one has the like wings. That's just kind of dope.
Yeah. I don't think it's enough. I'm a no on this armor.
Other than that one, I'm not seeing anything that's like really throwing me.
Yeah,
for
this
a loop.
This equipment's as a whiff for me.
Mm-hmm. But the monster itself, what do you think? Where do you land? I could take it or leave it. It's very, I mean, again, the art, like being the art being unclear is not the monster's fault.
No, But I mean, it is just like this, like, lava fish lizard thing, and mm-hmm. we did just do a lava coelacanth.
True.
I think we're
very
all right.
Very true, yeah.
I think we can skip this friend. I think we can pass on him.
Yeah, I wouldn't actually even call the Agnaktor bad. But I would say, like, nothing special.
Like, yeah, it's just fine.
Think about it like this.
It seems...
I send you some fan art. That's like a cutesy, like, sticker version of the Agnaktor inside of a cardboard box. That looks like it could be from any game.
And also, it looks like it could be almost any monster.
Yeah, it's like not... It loses all unique. I mean, obviously, like, you simplify art, you make it less unique. But...
Right.
Nah. I'm not really... My it doesn't sing to me.
No. No, this ain't it. Mm-mm. Gosh. Well, it's a shame to lose you, but let's see. But we can move on to an elder dragon.
Ooh, I love the elders.
Did you know that one of the elder dragons is an Eevee evolution?
No way. You're fucking
Alotreon.
Whenever people say they want a new evolution, it's like it's right here, guys.
Yeah, come on.
Wait,
guys.
So this is from MH3. It's an Elder Dragon, so it's a late game. Elementally mm-hmm. unstable. It actually has, it's Dragon, Fire, Ice, Thunder, and Water. I assume that means that it just changes.
Yeah, it rotates through them.
That's really cool. Really cool. Fought in the Sacred Land. Love that. How do I even describe what this thing is doing physically?
It's this like black and dark brown mm-hmm. dragon. It's got a very beefy body with a very thick tail that connects directly into the body. It doesn't taper down to the tail. Mm-hmm. It has sort of a brutish head with big fangs, and then its horns almost form a crest because they're so big, and they sort of like fuse together.
They're like a V.
Yeah. They're intense. They almost look more like mean, like elk antlers more than, you know, like a, well, dragon horns. I'm interested. I don't know how I feel yet, but I want to know more.
Mm.
So let's see. Let's read some about this pal. Blazing black dragon, so named for resembling both lightning and darkness. They mercilessly tear apart whoever touches their sharp scales. Elementally unstable, their actions can affect the very weather. Ooh. Living natural disasters.
Literally same. Even if believed to have mastered all the elements, Alotreon never uses all of them at the same time. It's very vulnerable to paralysis and sleep, but it never gets exhausted and isn't affected by traps or meat.
Known as a symbol of destruction, people fear even uttering its name. It's rumored to control all the elements, but most, if not all, records of existence have been burned.
Hmm. It has a flight mode. I like that. I like flight mm-hmm. mode.
Yeah. And, like, unlike some, you know, there are, like, it is a flight mode, right? Yeah. Like, there are other, like, wyverns and dragons that can fly, but this, like, has different weaknesses and stuff while flying. And very different attacks.
Saying flight mode makes me think of, a mobile suit or something. We probably said this before, but why don't they make Monster Hunter but for Gundam?
Because they're already making so much money making Monster Hunter but for monsters, they don't feel the need to make variants.
But wouldn't that be kind of cool? Well,
sure.
Or
totally.
Like, not because like what hero fights a Gundam, right? Maybe it would be more like
his name is Mellowlink.
Thank you. That's what I was trying to digging. all my brain could think of was Kirika Kuve. I was like, no, the other one. Yeah, Armored Hunter Mellowlink game. It's Monster Hunter, but you're fighting robots. There it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This appeals to no one except the people on this call.
well, and a few of our very close friends, true. But yeah, and then another great example looking at the equipment of getting down to the Iceborne armor where they only provide the female armor because no one cares about the male armor.
They know.
But that said, you do look like fucking...
Maleficent?
Like, level 80 Maleficent. You look pretty sick.
Maleficent did PvP and she got the special armor. She got the
totally. She did the raid, you know?
She did the raid. She got really lucky, got good drops, and now she gets to be a Alotreon.
She did the news, you know?
She did the news. I love that not only are the shoulders uncovered, but the titties. Just so you remember.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, big evil titty window.
It looks like you
my new username.
Big evil titty window. It looks like you could take off. It looks like you could fly away or something. No,
it does have like back skirts and side skirts, like a mobile suit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is appealing to my sensibilities. Who is the Final Fantasy 14 boss that people hate that has, like, it's like the bug boy with the two big long swords?
Ravana? I love Ravana.
I love Ravana too, but it's kind of annoying to grind because it has a one-hit kill mechanic, so it's hard to solo.
That's true. That's true.
This looks like Ravana humanoid. Kind of.
Ravana Gaijinka.
I feel like I've made that exact joke, so I didn't say it. But thank you for saying it.
Thank you. You know what? You're a hero for that one. I respect that.
I try. I really do. The MH3 Bogon for the Alacheon is sick. That's what I have to say.
It's really
Bogon.
Cool. I mean, they made it really big because they're like, hey, check out this
look. Are you looking? You're like, yeah, I'll look for sure.
It's like the sinister, purple, like, big fang. You can see like eyes on it. It's glowing with purple fire. That's cool. Yeah, the Alatreon is staying, right?
Yeah it's not like my favorite elder dragon for sure, but it's really good. The horn thing is just,
yeah, I mean, we've had some really sick ones, but also if you look at some of the, like, if you go to the gallery, I mean, some of the art of it, like here's this iceborne, like, sort of promotional art of it, like brooding, looks very cool.
That definitely says, don't talk to me, I'm Angie.
Mm-hmm. Extremely.
Let Alatreon have choco milk. Who's next?
Well, next is a very strange instance of a elder dragon.
Huh?
We're going to talk about the ocean dragon, Sia Deus. Deus, I should say. Sia Deus.
Whoa.
Weird looking guy.
Monster Hunter 3 introduced swimming.
Yeah, it was bad.
People hate it a lot because you can't move in 3D movement very well, especially in a game like Monster Hunter. Seiadius? Seiadius? C-E-A-D-E-U-S.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely Deus on the end, Deus, right? Yeah. I mean, that's just Latin right there.
That's just you cooking. That's just you Latin. I'm gonna be annoying and look up what the Japanese pronunciation is. I'm sorry. But
it's just gonna be like Shea Deusu.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why you're bothering.
Because I have a broken brain.
Okay. You know, that's valid.
You know what?
I'm sorry.
Actually, oh no, the Japanese title is Daikairyu, which is a really big sea dragon. Nabaru.
Oh shit.
What?
Okay, so it's a deep sea fish.
Okay.
So, like some deep sea fish, if it goes real deep, it has some natural elements of its body that appear a little different.
Yeah? Oh, no. What are you sending me? Oh! Cool.
Look at that.
So she glows, folks.
Yeah, the underbelly glows with what looks like a series of, like, evil eyes. It's just part of the body. But, you know, if you just see this thing underwater, you're like, what the fuck?
That would scare the poop out of me.
Yeah.
I'd have no poo left. It looks... The wiki says it's supposed to resemble the Dunkelosteus, which is another deep sea fish that...
it's not Al anymore.
It's Dunkelosteus. I'm not making this up, by the way. Dunkelosteus. I think that's how you pronounce that. Real fish. Real big fish.
Oh, man. I love their music. Yeah, it doesn't resemble that, but okay.
Six body carves. Broken horn gives two. Beard must be broken. Beard! Interesting way to refer to that. I mean,
it is basically a beard, yeah.
Or a mane?
Sure. Well, it's just on the bottom of the face only.
True.
If it went around, I guess it'd be a mane, but I think like that, you do have to call it a beard.
Legendary elder dragons known as both Shining Giants of the Depths and Giant Great Sea Dragons, not confirmed to exist until recently. Same. The Moga quakes were due to a Seiadeus butting its abnormally long horns into the earth. That's really good.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's really good.
Honestly, I hope they find a way to make underwater combat work again. I don't, like... From a gameplay perspective, like, fucking whatever, but the potential for cool water creature designs, such as the Seiadeus here,
yeah,
are pretty, pretty cool.
It's amazing. So, but don't look at the armor yet. You're going to have your mind, you're going to explode your brain.
Okay.
Your brain's going to explode right open.
Okay.
I agree. I think that the problem with doing more better underwater stuff is eventually the fidelity in Monster Hunter is going to get enough that I'm just too scared to do deep sea hunts. I don't want to go deep underwater and see a Sayadeus light up and taking wreck my life.
I understand.
That's scary. Valid. Now look at this fucking metal robot armor. You ever wanted to be a robot?
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
It looks, again, I have like a suite of three jokes, guys. It looks like the people from Kingdom Hearts Union Cross. Like the old
Sure.
It's the same dog.
The Keyblade armor.
Yeah. But it does look like that. And the Blade Master one looks great. Male helmet, super wide and pointy. Female helmet looks like three forks stacked into a Tupperware.
Yeah, the female one's definitely a whiff.
It looks like they just put shit together.
It does. It is very much like, oh shit, I ran out of material for the helmet. What have I got lying around?
I have these three bones and this metal circle. And a lot of glue.
Whole lot of glue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listen, this equipment is bad.
Why?
Because the armor looks bad.
Oh. I don't agree.
I mean, like, the male one looks all right, but you have to...
Yeah.
You can't half-ass this.
Yeah. The female one definitely feels like the also-ran.
And the weapons don't look very interesting.
No.
I like the furry axe, but that's it.
Mm. That's exactly what I'm thinking of. Furry axe is good. The dual blades look like God of War, like sci-fi blades.
Totally, totally. You know, in the end, there will be only chaos.
I'm here to kill chaos.
No, that's a different. That's not.
No, not that. That's not. No.
Not that one.
Monster Hunter 4 weapons.
You're wrong.
It was written by a writer. The Prayerful Victoria is the name of the bow. I just like that name.
It's a good name.
It's not enough to save this guy.
I do like that it is a three arced bow.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I was playing Breath of the Wild last night, and I was struggling to get a bow because I needed a bow to do a quest, and I was like, oh, I didn't buy any bows recently. And I went away from the quest objective for a minute and just found a moblin or whatever the fuck they're called in that game. I would beat him up, and he had this three pronged spiked bokoblin bow. That's what it is, bokoblin. And I was like, I only want to use this for the rest of the game. I don't care if there's better bows than this. I love three prong bows.
You just got to infuse it, right?
Yeah, you can just make that bow good. It's true.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
But
what are we doing with the Sayadeus?
You can't, Alan. I want better underwater guys. We're gonna have more underwater people coming up, right?
I don't know. I mean, because three's the one with underwater, and then we're gonna stop.
But
right?
How many do we have left in three?
I can't tell.
Oh.
Remember?
Oh, right.
But, I mean, the underwater pattern, we could just say do better on the armor. Its design is cool.
Yeah, that's true. The lighting up thing is good.
Mm-hmm.
Do better on the armor.
Why don't we keep it?
Yeah. Do better.
Okay. We're going to end today on a real friend, one that I know you're very fond of.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is the introduction of the Devil Joe.
Yeah, look at that fucking gross dude. Oh, the mouth is so beautiful. I want to kiss him. Imagine kissing a Devil Joe. Goodness gracious.
Well, I mean, he's a lot bigger than me, so there'd be a lot of tongue involved, I think.
I feel like even if you're the same size, there'd be a lot of tongue involved.
Probably. So this is what if a dinosaur was all tail? They just attached legs and a mouth and hands to the tail. It drooled a lot.
So gross. It might be more gross than the garbage monster from earlier.
Yeah.
The spiked mouth is amazing. Even in 3D renders, it looks
cool.
So good. And
I like it when
neck.
I'm not seeing it covered in drool.
Yeah. So my ex-wife said, never mind. The fucking neck, bulging, looks like he's somehow muscular in the neck area.
I mean, he definitely is, because it's, it's the design. I think it's, I would guess it's inspired a lot by, an alligator. He's going to, bite you and then shake you. you know? And you need neck muscles for that.
Oh, that all just so gross and weird and gross. What do we got for information about this guy? Don't read out the thing that I just that I'm in the process of sending to you right now. It's just for you. You can't read it on the podcast. It's about the Devil Joe. It's got three variants. The Savage Devil Joe. Don't love the name, but it's like red and evil. The neck explodes in that variant, and that's cool. The Aberrant Devil Joe is da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
Yeah, I mean, like, it is a literal direct, like, crossover. It does look cool as the thing.
Yeah.
It does look, like, fucked up and scary in a way I appreciate, and then even though I hate Attack on Titan.
The four heavenly King Devil Joe. Oh, that's not holding a sword. The player's holding a sword. But it is, like, glowing. Which is really fun. I love the Devil Joe so much. I don't even know why. I mean, the variants are so good. Even though the Aberrant one is weird. And the other one's called Savage, which is not good. But it's gross.
The dreaded nomadic Devil Joe have no specific territory of their own. Their muscles swell if provoked, revealing old wounds. Needing to feed constantly due to a high body heat, they can hunt nearby animals to extinction.
Let's take a look at the equipment. I just, like, gestured as if you're in my computer and you're coming with me on an adventure. I, like, said, come on.
Let's go.
So weird. Also, I've been on the computer too much
today. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to scroll down because there's an armor at the top of the page.
Yeah.
And I want to see this look. Yeah. I want that look.
I want to cop it. Oh, yeah. The Vangus armor. The Vangus
oh,
bust.
Oh, man. Look at that.
The Vangus looks like it's covered in a tree and a cactus. It's like a cactus.
Yeah, I do like that apparently the Monster Hunter Frontier G armor, they're just posing.
Yeah.
They're just going for
it. It's always boring in a world when they're just like standing still with the little green thing.
Fucking the Monster Hunter World Esurient Beta Plus armor for women is just fucking Wonder Woman.
Whoa.
And then the men's one is like Gambit. I don't know what we're doing
this
here.
This is so horny! Wait, no, it's like the male one looks like Melina. It has like the Melina mouth.
It does have the Melina mouth, but it is like the coat with the open chest.
Yeah. That's who the fuck is the guy from Uniclare who has the unbuttoned shirt?
Oh, you're right. It is Gordo. It's Gordo. You're right.
Oh my god! And then the Asurian Alpha Plus male. I don't even know. Like hell security guard.
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely an enemy from Doom Eternal.
Yeah.
Got a mouth on the chest with an evil eyes above it.
The little green thing becomes an evil eye chest. Yeah.
And then the female one is like a red version of like horny cop cosplay.
Yeah. Oh. With like lightning pants.
There's a lot. There's a lot to unpack.
This is so silly. Look at the Vangus armor female, where she's like snapping her fingers and has the like cool mask. These are all great.
No. Well, then you get to Monster Hunter Online, and it's all just like Battletoads. Like you skinned a Battletoad.
You totally skinned both Bimmy and Jimmy.
Yes, that's the name of the Battletoads. You got it.
Yep. I'm not looking it up. I don't want to know what their names are. It's like Greg and Ted. Rash Zits
the weapons
Rash
look...
Zits and Pimple.
yeah. The weapons look good. This is fun. I like this.
They just have fun with it. They don't have to relate to the coloring too much because the Devil Joe doesn't even have to be that like black color. It's been in almost every MH game since it was introduced. 3, Portable 3rd, 4, Ultimate Generations, and World.
Let me show you a picture of the bow gun from 3.
Oh, it's not an
Hey, guys.
Oh.
Hey. What's
up? I'm paging Mr. Herman. Mr. Herman, paging.
This is ridiculous. I love this.
I told you, the Devil Joe is one of my like top 5, easily. So good and stupid.
It's a winner.
What a beautiful one to end on.
Yeah.
Devil Joe Appreciation Hour.
And we still have more to go for Monster Hunter 3. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep talking on the next episode. But for now, I think we're going to call it. Alan, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me eating these white chocolate Reese's peanut butter cups in between the times that Fix asks me to talk over on Chats : a television podcast, which is found wherever you listen to podcasts. That's C-H-A-T-Z : a television podcast. Over there, my friend John and I are watching cult classic TV shows, and we're going to be starting a new season very soon. Check it out wherever you listen to podcasts.
Excellent. If you want to find me, you can find me on Twitter at SixDetmar, S-A-X-D-E-T-T-M-A-R. You can find my work at ScanlineMedia.com or Patreon.com/ScanlineMedia. And friends and folks, until next time,
keep hunting.
Bunny Dango, it's a nice treat.
Bunny Dango, let's do the tango.
Okay, sure. I'm gonna hit stop.
Da na na na.